It's Brian Noonan for Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Nick will be back next week. I have the pleasure of being with you this week for Nick, so we'll have a good time. We've got some things planned. We're excited about this, and by we, I mean me, because Dan and Esmeralda probably don't know about it yet. We're going to bring back the Overnight Arcade Friday morning, so that'll be fun. And we have a visit from some of the cast of Tony and Tina's Wedding on Wednesday morning. Is that correct? Wednesday morning, right?
That is correct, yes.
So a lot of things coming up, and I know Dan has surprises that he doesn't even tell me about, Esmeralda. I come in, I have no idea what's on the program.
He's a mysterious man.
He is. He's very enigmatic. He likes to sit there in his little glass box, formulating, postulating, trying to figure things out. Somebody texted in, what was the name of the book that I mentioned that I read every day to see if I'm insane or not? The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. It's like my big Harry Potter book, you know. I open it up, monster comes out. I say, oh, that's just me. And then somebody, our last clown text. But this kind of subs everything up. Didn't like clowns growing up. Why do adults have to put makeup on to entertain children? Exactly. I work nights, and ever since this creepy stuff started, I find myself looking around when I'm coming home. John Wayne Gacy and Stephen King, Poltergeist convinced me. See, it's deep-seated. My wife doesn't like clowns. She also doesn't like ventriloquist dummies because of the movie Magic. Remember that one with Anthony Hopkins where he had the – Nick would know that movie. I don't like ventriloquist dummies either. I don't Jeff Dunham with the pepper on a stick. That's okay. I'm not terrified of a giant jalapeno on a stick. I'm not terrified of Walter the Old Man. But the classic, you know, pasty face, big-eyed, scary dude in a suit – I don't like that. I don't like that one at all. All right, now let's get to the important stuff. Enough of this. Enough of this clown talk, enough ventriloquist dummy talk. I'm rolling up my sleeves because, like I said at the beginning of the show, and if you weren't here, I had seen this article in the Tribune today, and I thought immediately, oh, we must talk about this. It'll be a fun kind of topic. And then in my head, I started hearing all the people complaining that this is what we're going to do. How I can't believe they're talking about this on WGN. So I thought, well, maybe we'll pass. But then I get here, and what is one of the top stories that Dan hands me as he's suggesting things for the show? Oh, same story. So I thought, you know what? What the heck? It's 3:30 in the morning. Let's talk about it. Here's the question. From the Chicago Tribune, a reputable newspaper. So this is a big thing. Should men sit down when they pee? What if they're visiting someone else's home? At first blush, Dan, what would your response be to this?
Nope.
No, never sit down. You're a stand-up guy, which we knew.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes, in so many ways you are a stand-up guy. Now, what if you are visiting someone's home? If you were to come to my home and try to give me something to figure out why my throat keeps closing up today.
And it doesn't involve me going to the bathroom.
Well, you could use the bathroom in my house. I'm not some kind of psychopath. If you can I use your bathroom? No. Are you ready to sit down? Well, then go ahead.
No, even at a person's house, whether they're friends or strangers, I still elect to stand.
You still elect to stand. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's fine.
So I thought.
Well, we have two opinions based on the Tribune. And feel free to weigh in because there's nothing like in discussing the important topics of the day. 312-981-7200. Texts already rolling in, as you can imagine. From the 224, sit at home if I'm wearing comfy clothes. If dressed up or on the road, I will always stand. So if you're just lounging about in your sweats or your giant caftan, then you just sit down. If you are all dressed up, prim and proper, you must stand. We have Amy Smigleton, or Simington. She's an etiquette expert, facilitator, and speaker. And Dr. Gregory Bales, professor of urology at the University of Chicago Medicine. Who would you like to hear from first, Esmeralda? Whose opinion would you like to get at the outset of this unbelievable debate?
The smart person, the lady.
The lady, the etiquette expert?
Yes.
All right. The smart, as opposed to a doctor who we always put in the dumb person column. If I had to weigh out the intelligence, I'm sure they're both very intelligent. I don't know if I would, put the etiquette expert above the doctor. But here we go. This is her answer to the question. A man's decision to urinate standing up or sitting down would be made based on how he was brought up, his culture, and his personal preference. There are no hard and fast etiquette rules on the subject. Well, that's good to know. However, as a wife and mother of a 13-year-old boy, I have a strong bias toward men sitting down while in the loo. So we know that she is from across the pond. Particularly when he is in someone else's home. And you may say, well, why is that, Amy Symington? While most men swear they have great aim, how's your aim, Dan?
Excellent.
Excellent. Unparalleled, would you say that?
I don't know if I'd go that far because I don't have anything to parallel it with.
Well, maybe we get Vic down here. We have target practice. As we set something up, maybe it's like at the fair. We put a line of dishes across. We see who can shatter them.
Did you see that commercial for bleach?
No.
So it's two young boys and they're in the bathroom.
The loo.
They're in the loo and they're putting a line of tape on the ground. And the mom walks in and goes, "What are you doing?" They're like, "I got it from that far last time." And then they're like, "It's bleach."
Well, you know, when you're a kid, you try to arc it. You know, see how, and I don't want to get, I'm not trying to be graphic, but that's what kids do. Anyway, so most men say they have great aim into the bowl. They never make a mess. Studies have shown, who is studying this? This is, again, one of those things where I got to get in on some of this fake study money. Yeah, I want to study how accurate guys are when they're going to the bathroom. All right, here's $100,000. That'll be fine. Then I talked to two guys. Hey, you hit the bowl? Not too often. Okay, thank you. Then I go rest on my laurels. Putting up the seat does not count either, especially if it forgets to put it down. Then there is the noise that comes from the waterfall plunge. If you're a guest at someone's home and the bathroom is located near the dinner table, which is always horrific, you know, and I know a lot of people have like a half bath near their, right off the kitchen, and I understand it. It's still, yeah, and my bathroom is not very far from the kitchen, but it's still, I'm conscious of that noise. I always turn on the vent fan. I don't need people eavesdropping on me. But if they're the noise, if you're a guest in someone's home and the bathroom is located near the dinner table, I would advise against making a big splash when everyone can hear you. Yeah, and also don't do the, oh, man, that feels great. Don't do that. You don't need to announce yourself. So there's one theory. Now, we've just heard from the smart person, Esmeralda. Now you want to hear from the dopey doctor?
Sure.
All right, sure. Doctors don't know anything. Just go to school for 187 years, read all kind of big books. Males generally like to be able to pee standing up. That's Dan's thing. I'm trying to think if I ever... Yeah, sitting down, like maybe if I'm sick, I'll sit down. Or if I'm feeling really especially lazy. But that doesn't usually happen. But yeah, see, you got to stand up. In fact, many come to see urologists when they can no longer do it standing up because they have lost the force of stream necessary. That I've read, I'll be honest, I've read that sentence probably four times before I just read it now to you. And it didn't really make sense to me. Maybe because I don't have prostate problems or any urological problems at this point. But how can it be different standing up than sitting down? You know? I'm not a urologist, nor an etiquette expert. But that sentence confused me. In a private residence at a friend's house, any male should be considerate if he sprays a bit or and contaminates the toilet seat. What do you spray that you're contaminating the toilet seat? It's very acidic. I saw it eat away plastic one time. Bubbled up. Horrifying. So, yes, it's perfectly fine to sit, says the urologist, if for no other reason than one is less likely to cause a mess. I've seen many older male patients being dragged into my office by their ears, by their wives. Man, if you get to the point where you're married so long that your wife is dragging you somewhere by the ear, it may be time to reevaluate the true love. The principal complaint being my husband is messing up the bathroom with his spraying. In those situations, frequently due to myopia or a tremor, I suggest the gentleman sit. As urologists will tell you, be courteous, aim well, flush, and put the toilet seat down. There you go. That's kind of crack advice you'll get when you listen to this program when Nick's not here. Because I don't know if – would Nick have given this advice? Is this a story you would have sent to Nick?
I would have, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I know Nick would have run with it just as well. A man sit in pier and made clown up clown or sit down. Wow, I don't know what that sit down, no aim or splash problems. That's from Jay in Ohio. Sitter at home, but everywhere else a stander, according to the 331. Wow. Maybe it's more common than I would think. I don't think of that as a leisure activity, so I'm not going to sit down. You know, I don't have time for that. Don't have time to be sitting around, especially in the middle of the night. Get up and wander in, sit down. But I am cognizant of where things are, you know, where I'm leaving things. Do you turn the light on if you get up in the middle of the night?
I try not to.
I try not to, too, because it wakes me up. Then you're going, it's almost like by oral braille at that point. You're listening for the sounds. Because I have okay night vision. It's not infrared, you know, I'm not a cat, but, you know, I can see the outline. Then you just hope there's nothing crazy happening.
Did we have a Wood of Esmeralda buy that with a toilet ring with the light? I can't remember.
There might have been.
A toilet ring with a light.
Something with a toilet.
We do this segment.
Something with a toilet.
Yeah, we do this segment called Would Esmeralda Buy That? Where we find weird things online and ask her if she would buy it.
Oh.
And I'm trying to think if there's like a ring you can put underneath the toilet bowl. So for this reason. So like when you lift up the seat, there's like a nightlight emanating from the toilet bowl.
I like that.
I'll see if I can find it during weather and
traffic. Well, we have a nightlight in the bathroom. And I don't know. We started putting the nightlight in the bathroom when we moved, so we'd be able to remember where the bathroom was in the middle of the night. You know, because we lived in one house for 11 years, and the bathroom was right off the bedroom. So that was, you know, you get used to that. Well, then you move to a new place, and all of a sudden it's a new floor plan. So we have a nightlight in the bathroom. So that helps. That helps too. Whether I sit or stand depends on the quantity of spirits consumed. Sometimes you just can't hit the hole. That from a texter in the, let's see. Kurt's always wanted a urinal in his house.
All see, right. My thing is, pee, standing, sitting doesn't matter for guys as long as if you make a mess, wipe it up.
Well, I think that, yes.
If you miss and there's some on the side, wipe it up.
That's true. I have heard, listen, I've heard many times, how does it get underneath the bowl?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wipe it up. Just do a little quick check.
Sure. Yeah, listen, I think that's just courtesy. You know what else is courtesy? Doing the weather and traffic. But we'll take more. If you have calls or texts and you want to weigh in on this, feel free, because God knows it's earth-shattering information that we're putting. A lot of texts coming in, though. A lot of texters. Maybe they're sitting down and they, you know, so their hands are free. So they can text us. Brian in for Nick. We're talking about the pressing question of the day. Should men sit when they pee? That was in the Tribune. So you know it's got to be important. A lot of texts coming in on this. Somebody saying, sit. You ever been to Wrigley? Yeah, Wrigley's got the troughs. And I am on record. The troughs are an abomination against man. And they're horrible. And I don't like guys being treated as cattle. And I bring this up and I get ridiculed by guys who think they're tough guys. And what's the matter? Can't you stand in the trough? No, because I'm a human being. And I like to, you know, I like a little decorum and privacy when I go. I don't need to stand in a trough. That's horrifying. This guy just bragging from the 630. What if you hit the water with your when you sit? Never sit. Oh, look at you.
It's high water, I guess.
Yeah. Ha-ha! Esmeralda putting him in his place. Daddy Longlegs getting schooled. Good for you, Esmeralda. Nicely played. I read a story about Ozzy Osbourne who put a urinal in his house because of his bad aim. That from Mark the Breadman. You get too much splatter, too much back splatter from those. Not a fan. This makes
one of the full length.
The full length, because somebody texts about that Nick talks about his love of the full length ones. Oh, because then nothing gets on the floor, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. This makes perfect sense from the 630. Being sight impaired, I sometimes sit to avoid missing, especially in someone else's home. Well, that makes perfect sense. The study, Wild Bill says, he's the one. Wild Bill told me it's not abnormal for Nick to talk about. He loves full-length urinals. All right, Dan posted a link on the Brian Noonan Show page about this light-in-the-box Brelong motion-activated toilet nightlight, LED toilet light bathroom. It's only $6.99 to light up your toilet. It looks good. It comes in all sorts of colors, too. So did you buy one, Esmeralda?
No, I don't need one.
Well, maybe just be for fun. Be like in the middle of the night, it's like you're going to the disco bathroom. So you got lights
going. I just turn the light on.
Do you?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. If I'm sleepy, I'm sleepy.
Yeah, but once the light goes on, my pupils open up and things get crazy and now I'm awake. So I even try to close my eyes. Once I get the sound going, I just close my eyes. So I'm like a narcoleptic urinator. I don't know how that sounds, but that's what happens. I don't like that. So this is only $6.99. Need a dreamy light out of your way? Our lighting. That's not. Where's the product? So you sit down. It's motion activated, and then it comes in 3, 6, 8 colors. That's pretty good, Dan. Did you install one? They said it's easy to install. Do you have one at home? Did you get one?
I do not.
Why not?
Never got around to it.
All right. Well, listen, might be something. Might be something to do. My boyfriend is visually impaired, according to a texter in the 708, and he and I got a big laugh out of your auditory braille comment. Oh, there you go. He has better aim than many fully sighted. Have a good one. That from Sue. Thank you, Sue. The Troffit Wrigley is disgusting, and I will not use them from the 708. Yes. That is now. They used to have round ones, too, some of the ballparks. So, listen, I'm no prude, but I don't know. Real men always stand even when doing number two. Wow. All right, then. I will admit to not being a real man. There is not a chance. No chance. And that's from Billy Billy. I'm not going to read the rest of Billy's handle because even though it is on late at night, that's it. Not going to do it. No, I'm not turning on the radio when I wake up either, texter from the 773. I don't want to. See, once I go to bed, I don't want to wake up. And now I'm to that age, I'm to the advanced age, Dan, where I get up at least once during the night. Mm. And then I wander in. And I also have, so not only am I trying to get to the bathroom, I also have to avoid the dog food. Because my dog is a lunatic. And my dog can't just stand at the bowl and eat. So if you picture, you come out of my bedroom and you take a left turn into my kitchen. Well, the dog doesn't just stand and eat her food there. She always takes a mouthful and runs somewhere else. So there's bits of kibble throughout my path to the bathroom. And there's nothing worse than, 3, 4 in the morning, you get up, you're drowsy, you got to go to the bathroom, and then you step on dog food, hard dog food. It's like stepping on rocks. Now I'm swearing in the middle of the night. If that doesn't wake me up, I'm surely not going to turn on the light. So I just, everybody's got trials and tribulations in their lives. Mine are no greater than anybody else. I just have a place to vent about them where, you can't really stop me and walk away. You can. You can turn it off. I don't know you're gone, so I just keep, venting like everybody's listening. On the other side of the news, we'll change it up a little bit because some towns are trying to ban toy guns. Yeah, that's going to work. That'll curb all the problems, won't it? We'll discuss it on the other side. It's WGN.